Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. My wife and I are blessed to have 6 grandkids, all of whom live in the Eureka area. Because of that, we are able to attend a lot of their activities. On Saturday, August 29th, there was an all-day soccer jamboree at the Redwood Fields in Cutton. Our grandkids had 8 games between them, and throughout the day, we were able to experience the great outdoor entertainment of youth soccer. It was wonderful to see kids running in the beautiful sunshine and away from their often present electronic devices. The Humboldt Youth Soccer League, with over 800 players, sponsored this event, and it was no small endeavor. There were at least 2,500 people who made it to Redwood Fields at some point during the jamboree, and hundreds of cars were coming and going from early morning until late afternoon. Redwood Fields is a great asset to Humboldt County, and we have one person who was and is the catalyst that makes it happen, Rex Bone. If it wasn't for Rex, this facility wouldn't exist. He has put his heart and soul into this fantastic place for our children to play soccer and baseball, and I want to thank him for his dedication to making our community a better place. Even though he is busy as a Humboldt County Board of Supervisor, he was out at the fields bright and early directing traffic. He had a wave and a smile for everyone. And amazingly, he seemed to know everybody's name. I have used this forum to oppose the positions that Rex has supported concerning tax increases, and I will always oppose any and all taxes, no matter who is endorsing them. When Rex was elected, I was hoping that we would have a strong fiscal conservative voice on the Board of Supervisors. I wanted someone to take on the unions and let them know that enough is enough. I have friends who work for the county, and they are complaining that they have to pay more and more of their health insurance premiums. The fact is that your unions have created this problem for you. They demand better and better benefits regardless of the cost. I think that every government employee should have to be on Obamacare. That is where many of the private sector employees have to get their insurance. The green public union campaign signs I see in yards across Humboldt County mention the word fair. How is it fair that our taxes are going up every year to the point we can't afford good health insurance for ourselves, yet we have to pay for the government worker to get better benefits than we get? Unfortunately, the system is broke because we have too many employees, and the wages that the unions have negotiated for these employees are unsustainable. Humboldt County has evolved from a strong manufacturing-based economy to an economy where more than 50% of the people with a job are working for the government. The manufacturing businesses have dwindled down to a fraction of what they once were, putting more fiscal pressure on our county finances. We spend over $150 million a year on welfare-type programs, and it hasn't improved that segment of our society. It has only gotten worse. It is now indisputable that money doesn't solve this problem facing the poor. It only increases the number of people with their hands out. I still support Rex, and I think he is a great asset to Humboldt County. I just wish our elected officials would spend the bulk of our budget on education and law enforcement instead of welfare. Education is the key to solving our homeless problem. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.